6th. U.S. corn and soybean good to excellent ratings fell last week, and development is slower than average. The USDA says 61% of U.S. corn rated good to excellent, 3% lower than last week, with 62% of the crop silking, compared to the five-year average of 70%. 59% of soybeans are called good to excellent, down 2%. All cattle and calves in the United States as of July 1st of this year totaled 98.8 million head, 2% below the 101 million that were reported at the same time last year. All cows and heifers have calved totaled 39.8 million head, 2% below a year ago. Beef cows at 34 million, down 2%. Milk cows at 4.5 million, down 1% from a year ago. Cattle and calves on feed for the slaughter market in the United States for all feedlots totaled 13.4 million head on July 1st, unchanged from the previous year. The Wyoming Business Council is seeking input from the public on rules for the revenue bonds for agricultural processing projects program. Draft views are available to review online. The Wyoming Business Council is accepting comments for this program, as well as for the Connect Wyoming and State Small Business Credit Initiative venture capital programs until August 22nd.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that guy with no car, no license, and no money is no fun.
Law enforcement is out there, cracking down on drunk driving all across Wyoming. And they'll see you before you see them. Buzz driving is drunk driving. This message is brought to you by YDOT.
The Bureau of Land Management, in response to a request from the Hanover Irrigation District, has scheduled a flushing flow below Boisen Dam. This week, flows on the river below Boisen Dam will fluctuate from 1,250 cubic feet per second up to 3,200 cubic feet per second, and then back down again to 1,250. The public is urged to use caution during this period of rapid fluctuation below Boisen Dam. Located on the Wind River near Shoshone, the Boisen Dam provides irrigation, hydropower, flood control, municipal, and industrial fish and wildlife benefits to the area. Courtney Newman of the University of Wyoming has been selected as the winner of the 2022 American Sheep Industry Association Sheep Heritage Foundation Scholarship, which awards $3,000 to a deserving student pursuing an advanced degree in an area of study leading to the advancement of the American sheep industry. Newman led the university's efforts to receive certification of its sheep flock through the ASI's American Wool Assurance Program. The school's flock was the first in the U.S. to reach level 3.